这个就是由今天我们的主所做的一件事。
This is the work that the Lord does today.
一直到他回来以前。
Until he returns.
请大家记得。
People should remember.
他一直忍耐。
He was patient.
一直等候。
Until waiting until.
他希望什么？
What did he hope for?
希望有一天
Hoping that one day they could return.
但是很可惜。
But it's a shame.
到今天
Until today,
他们还没有悔改。
They still did not repent.
那去年发生一件重大事。
Last year happened a big thing.
你看见以色列人和加沙的人打起来了。
So they started to fight against Gaza.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个加沙人其实是巴勒斯坦人一部分。
So those in Gaza are Palestinians.
但是去年五十一天战争的时候。
But the 50-day war.
所有在西岸，在不管是在事件或者在西伯伦的巴勒斯坦人。
So the Palestinians in Hebron or Shechem,
他们没有卷在战火里。
They weren't part of the war.
那真正的战火。
So the only war
是以色列
was between Israel
和加沙
and Gaza. And they fought.
如果大家仔细读圣经。
If you study the Bible carefully.
最早讲到加沙和以色列中间的战争。
So the first war between Israel and Gaza.
你可以一直推到圣经里面，圣经里面给我们看到的就是参孙的故事。
So you can read of the story of Samson.
然后你仔细读圣经。
So if you study the Bible carefully,
多少年来
？How many years now？
那讲到战争的时候
，When you speak about war，
常常是以色列和加沙中间的战争。
It's a war between Israel and Gaza。
以色列和加沙中间的战争
，The war between Israel and Gaza，
就是和非利士人中间的战争。
Is the war with the Philistines？
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't it interesting？
在旧约
，In the Old Testament，
神为着要管教以色列人
，So in order for God to discipline the nation of Israel， the Bible tells us，
神是拿非利士人做他们乐下的。
So God allowed the Philistines to be the thorn on the side of Israel. Because the Philistines are right in their ribs. So the Israel returned, but right near them was the Philistines. So the Philistines in the Bible is not a race. It's very clear. Whenever the Bible talks about the Philistines,
乃是指着那些不同的人在不同的时候，他们都占据在加沙走廊沿海平原这一带。
So it's the different peoples that occupied the plain and the shore or Gaza.
所以亚伯拉罕那时候亚就非利士人。
So at the time of Abraham, there were
Philistines.
The Philistines are different at the time of Abraham than the time of David.
你不要弄错了。
Don't confuse
them. 但是很稀奇。
But interesting is this.
凡是在加沙走廊那一带的。
So those who were on the Gaza Strip.
圣经都称他做非利士。
The Bible always called them Philistines.
那现在非常有意思。
So now it's very interesting.
你怎么知道以色列光景正常？
So how do you know if Israel is in its normal condition?
如果他们属灵光景好的话。
If their spiritual condition is good.
这个非利士人就逃回埃及。
The Philistines will flee back to Egypt.
如果他们光景不好的话，
if their condition is not good,
他们不止在海边，
they're not only at the shore,
还跑到山上来，
and then they'll come to the mountains.
他们只要跑到山上来，
they come to the mountains,
因为他们住在山上嘛，
because they live in the mountains.
那真是乐下的荆棘，
and then they are truly the thorn on the side of the rib. So now you know.
那个时候以色列人一定离开神很远，
so Israel must be far away from God.
如果非利士人，
if the Philistines
完全臣服在大卫的手下的话，
if they're under the rulership of David,
你知道大卫的时候，
now you know the time of David.
The condition of Israel
is pleasing to the Lord.
So,
brothers and sisters, isn't it amazing?
虽然今天巴勒斯坦有的在山上，有的在加沙。
Even though Palestinians, some are in the mountains, some are in Gaza.
但是去年的战争，
but the war last year
给你的感觉
gives you a feeling
是以色列和加沙中间的对抗。
It's a war between Israel and Gaza.
好像跟住在山上的巴勒斯坦人没有关系。
As if nothing to do with the Palestinians on the mountain.
为什么？
Why?
因为神要提醒我们。
Because God wants to remind us.
借着旧约的圣经。
Through the Old Testament Bible.
给我们看到今天以色列人没有悔改。
To show us the nation of Israel has not repented.
如果今天非利士人或者巴勒斯坦人能够成为他们乐下的荆棘的话。
So if the Palestinians can become the thorn in their side.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
神是借着巴勒斯坦人。
So through the Palestinians.
要把他们带回到山穷水尽的地步。
To bring them to the end of themselves.
但是结果他们还是不肯。
But they're not willing to do
it. 他们还是很干强。
They were still very strong-willed.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
去年二五十一天的战争。
So the 51-day war last year.
以色列人从来没有过的。
The nation of Israel never had such a war.
他们六天就拿回了耶路撒冷。
So they took down Jerusalem in 6 days.
上一次和真主党和 Hezbollah 打仗最多是一个月。
But with Hezbollah, they only fought for 30 days.
这一次 打了五十一天。
This time they fought for 51 days.
这证明什么？
What did it prove?
证明以色列人虽然回到他们的家乡。
Even though the nation of Israel returned to their hometown.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
并不表示说神管教的时候完全松开。
It doesn't mean that the disciplining hand of God has been removed.
我举个简单例子。
I'll give you a simple example.
如果我的儿子他受管教的时候。
If my son is being disciplined.
他不犯错的时候。
If he doesn't do a mistake.
我的家呢就是他的。
My home is his home.
每一个房间他都可以进。
All the rooms he can go to.
他到了客厅可以打开电视。
He can go to the living room, he can turn on the TV.
这是表示他正常的时候。
This is his normal condition.
但如果有一天。
But one day.
他不能够进我的客厅。
He couldn't enter my living room.
你知道他一定犯错。
So you know he made a mistake.
就算有一天。
Just one day.
他进了我的客厅。
He went into my living room.
但他不能打开电视。
He cannot turn on the TV.
你知道说他还是在管教底下。
So he's still under the hand of discipline.
你明白吗？
Do you understand that?
今天很多基督徒啊。
So many Christians today.
糊里糊涂的读圣经。
They read the Bible carelessly.
以色列人回来了。
Israel of Israel returned.
怎么回来的？
How did they return?
他们回来在什么地方？
Where did they return to?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
如果他们回来一定回到迦南美地。
So if they return, they mean to return to the land of
Canaan. 迦南美地最好的一块地方。
The best land in the land of Canaan.
那就是犹太地。和撒玛利亚
and that is Judea and Samaria.
那是最好的地方
That's the best land.
而且是高处
and it's the high place.
乃是预表与基督一同坐在天上
and represents seating with Christ in the heavenly places.
而非利士人呢
but Philistines,
他们是刚好在海边
they ought to be in the seashore.
一个在高处
one in the high place,
一个在地处
one in the low place.
那是很美丽的
This is a wonderful picture.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在我们以为以色列人回去了
so we thought that the nation of Israel returned.
我们从来没有问
we never asked.
他们是不是回到当初神是给他们那块地方
did they return to the land that God gave them.
当初神给他们是一片高地。
God gave them a highland.
结果稀奇的很。
But it's amazing.
那个所谓犹太跟撒玛利亚。
So Judea and Samaria.
最好那块地。
The best piece of land.
在巴勒斯坦的手里。
In the hand of the Palestinians.
等到巴勒斯坦独立的时候。
So when Palestine was independent.
他们所拥有的土地。
The land that they owned.
是最好那块地。
It's the best land.
那么以色列到哪里去了？
So where did Israel go?
现在以色列只好不能住在南边，南边都是沙漠，60%是沙漠。
They can't live in the south because it's desert.
所以只有一个地方可以住。
There's only one place they can go.
那就是从 Tel Aviv 一直到海法那一段沿海的平原。
So from Tel Aviv to Haifa, that plain.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
那是以全世界人口最稠密的地方。
So it's the most densely populated area in the world.
现在明白吗？
So now you understand?
当初是以色列人在山上。
So the people of Israel were in the mountains.
非利士人在海边。
The Philistines were in the seashore.
现在完全反过来了。
Now it's completely opposite.
你看见说现在是非利士人在山上。
Now the Philistines are on the mountain.
以色列人在海边。
The nation of Israel is in the seashore. Brothers and
sisters, 虽然他们回来。
Even though they returned.
你可以看得很清楚。
You can see that.
这一幅图画。
This picture.
这一段两个角色完全对换。
So they're completely opposite.
所以你就知道一件事。
So, brothers and sisters.
神的管教的时候还在他们。
The hand of discipline of God is still there.
他们到现在还没有回来。
Even until today, they haven't repented.
所以全世界看见的图画什么样的图画。
So what is the whole picture that the whole world sees?
你在电视上所看的图画什么图画。
So what is the picture you see in the television?
你读圣经的时候。
When you study the Bible.
我们知道哥利亚是全副武装的。
So Goliath, he was fully equipped.
他是非利士人。
He was a Philistine.
而大卫呢
？So David
手里只有拿个五个。
He only had 5 stones in his hands.
结果一块就把哥利亚打死。
So then he used 1 stone to defeat Goliath.
但在电视上你所看见的。
But what you see today in the TV?
以色列人好像哥利亚。
Israel is just like Goliath.
他们全副武装。
They're full of their military power.
他们有美国的火箭。
They use the American rockets.
美国的飞机。
American planes.
有美国的坦克。
American tanks.
给你印象什么
？The impression they
give you. 就像伟大的哥利亚一样。
It's great Goliath.
但是那些巴勒斯坦小孩
But how about the Palestinian boys?
他们在电视上
On the TV
在前线上
They're in the front line
他们手里拿着的是
The hands
就像大卫拿的石头一样
Just like the rocks in David's hands
所以这不是告诉我们
So doesn't this tell us?
今天以色列跟巴勒斯坦那个角色刚好调换过来
So their roles have switched today
这证明什么
What does this prove?
证明他们还没有回来
Proves that they haven't repented
所以主就等候他们
So the Lord is waiting for them to repent.
就巴不得他们能够回来。
So that they may return.
去年很骄傲。
Last year they were very proud.
因为当他们对付这个加沙这一班人的时候。
So when they dealt with those in Gaza.
他们有铁穹飞弹。
So they have the iron
dome.
Iron dome.
你知道这个铁穹飞弹有个好处。
So the good thing about iron dome is this.
就是不管敌人一个什么样的攻击都可以把它挡住。
No matter what attack, the iron dome can protect them.
所以你想想看。
So think about it.
可以这样，可以说去年内战战争里面以色列人死伤很少很少。
So there are very few casualties in Israel.
在一个战场上。
In a battlefield,
通常死伤都是很多很多。
Normally you would have many deaths.
现在以色列有个发明。
So Israel has an invention.
是美国人没有发明。
Even the Americans don't have it.
美国人只是出钱，美国人从来不知道怎么做。
Americans only spend the money, they don't know how to do it.
他们实在是很聪明。
They're very smart.
所以因为这个缘故。
So because of this.
他们说现在我们把我们的国家保守得好好好。
So we can really protect our nation.
那就是因为太好了。
Because it's too well.
所以那个对比就太厉害了。
So then the ratio is very great.
Contrast. 所以你看见吗？等到谁呢？等到这个以色列人要去打加沙的时候。
So when Israel is going to attack Gaza,
他知道。
He knows.
如果他打不对的话。
If it fires incorrectly.
那么就会引起舆论。Public opinion 出来。
So there will be certain public opinion.
所以他们恐惧战惊。
So they were very afraid.
就好像今天你用 radiation 来对付癌细胞一样。
So just like you use the radiation to deal with the cells.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
当你对付癌细胞的时候。
When you deal with your cancer cells.
你不小心会伤到那些好的细胞。
You will also kill the good cells.
这个是常有的事情。
So this happens a lot.
不要忘记，这个表示你在动手术。
It means that you're operating.
去年的战争是手术性的战争。
So last year was a surgical operation.
所以现在你看那个飞弹是长眼睛的。
So the missile has to have eyes.
它一定要打到一个地方。
They have to hit a place.
墙是往这边倒。
So the wall will fall one direction. Then nothing will happen.
如果往那边倒的话。
If the wall falls the other direction.
很多人死伤。
Many people will die.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是不可能的事。
So this is impossible.
你就算是手术性的战争。
So if you have a surgical war.
如果有人有心人。
So if people have a heart.
他就把他所有的军队所有的武器就藏在很多人民的中间的话。
So they hide all their missiles amongst the general population.
等到死伤出来的时候。
So when the death toll shows up.
这个死的都是小朋友。
So all that die were children.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
就整个舆论来说。
So in the public matter of opinion.
这一场战争完了以后。
After this war.
你看很多欧洲的人都遗弃以色列。
Many Europeans, they deserted the nation of Israel.
你看见他们纷纷地承认巴勒斯坦国家。
They not started to agree with the nation of Palestine.
那不要忘记。
So brothers and sisters, don't forget.
去年花了那么多力气。
Last year they spent so much energy.
他们终于可以说很小心的小心翼翼打这场战争。
So they surgically fought this war.
有没有打赢？
Did they win?
等到真的51天完了以后。
After 51 days.
他们才发现一
点。They discovered one thing.
他们好几年前。
Many years back.
他们无条件地把加沙走廊还给巴勒斯坦。
Unconditionally, they returned Gaza to them.
他们期待有一天。
They hope that one day.
就要像这个谁就要像什么就要像这个就要像新加坡一样。
That they will become like Singapore.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
应该他们可以办得到。
They could do such a thing.
他们把这么多年的钱，如果建设整个加沙走廊，应该像新加坡。
So if they built up Gaza, it should be like Singapore.
结果没有想到。
But they didn't imagine.
他们把所有的钱都往地下去。
They took all their monies and took them underground.
他们在地下挖了31条隧道。
So they dug 31 tunnels underground.
其中有一条隧道已经深入以色列2公里之久。
So one extended 2 kilometers into Israel.
而每一个隧道
Now, every tunnel
都可以让机车通过。
So it can allow the scooter to go in.
所以他们可以从里面冲出来。
So they could fly through it.
所以这个是当时的设计。
So this was the design of the time.
他们已经决定好了。
So they decided.
如果没有这场战争的话。
If there was not such a war.
去年九月份以色列过年的时候。
Last year in September during their New Year.
他们就要从31个隧道里面全部冲出来。
So from the 31 tunnels they're going to fly out. Come
那么以色列绝对没有准备好。
So Israel will not be ready.
他们住在不同的屯垦区里面。
So in the different settlements.
他们以为说你看所有的飞弹是从空中来我们通通会挡住的。
So they thought that all the missiles would come from the sky, they could defend it.
他们没有想到敌人会从地下钻出来。
They didn't imagine that the enemy would come from the underground.
而那是如果他们成功的。
If they were successful that time.
最少上千的犹太人就这么上天的人就这么死亡。
So there'll be thousands of Jews that would die.
所以请记得。
So brothers and sisters, remember.
自从这场战争打完了以后。
After this war,
犹太人才发现。
The Jews discovered.
他们以为他们最骄傲的是他们的国防。
They thought that their best thing was their military defense.
他们才晓得。
Then they discovered.
他们最脆弱的是他们的国防。
So their weakest point was their defense.
你很少听见犹太人要离开，要搬家的。
So rarely will you hear the Jews, they want to move.
如果你有朋友在在别是巴的。
If you have friends in Beersheba,
很稀奇。
It's interesting.
别是巴离开很近很近。
Beersheba is very close to that area.
那些住在别是巴的。
Those who live in Beersheba,
他们开始害怕。
They were started to be afraid.
他们觉得一点安全感也没有。
They felt that there was no safety zone.